You should already know what time it is. It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK, and I am the one and only Adri V, the go-getter on a Rolling with the Sweat 2 weekend. You're inside the mix, the go-getter mix, where if you are a DJ, know a DJ, get your opportunity to rock out with me. And it's going to be a wonderful night because I got a guest. Yes, she has called in, and it's Little Mama. In just a moment, we will be able to touch base with her and ask her all the wonderful questions. Where's she been? What you been up to? And why the heck did she jump on stage with Jay-Z? I mean, I would have did it too, but dang. Keep it locked right here because we about to keep it rolling because you're in the mix, the go-getter mix. It's Adri V, the go-getter on 93.7 WBLK.
The go-getter mix is on.
Get ready.
The People Station, 93.7 WBLK.
You heard the man say it once before, the go-getter mix is on. And Little Mama, are you with me? Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Little Mama, how are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling that intro, girl.
You like it?
Yo, it's hot.
I just want to know, can I get an intro from you? I think that would be even hotter.
Girl.
You going to get me?
You're going to work towards that. Definitely could get an intro from me.
All right, I'm appreciate that. So what have you been doing? What's been up with you?
Oh, man, you know, just working, grinding, you know.
Working and grinding. I got some tracks from you with Snoop, and, of course, you got that Hustler Girl. I'm feeling that right there. We're going to play that a little bit later in the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely got to go get it. So it's just, you know, the music is definitely a reflection of, you know, what same thing you represent, being a go-getter. So, you know. Got to be a hustler girl, go out there and get it. And you know, I'm always, you know, hustling from coast to coast and, of course, international. So New York, LA, with Snoop. Yeah, so definitely.
I like that. So now you're on ABDC, America's Next Best Dance Crew. How did you hook that up? How did you set that up?
Oh, yeah, now my boy Randy Jackson definitely reached out and set it up. And, you know, that's the way it goes down. You know, when people want you, you know, it's supply and demand.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, you know what? I feel like you're like one of the only individuals who really know what they're talking about on it. Do you don't like JC as much as I do?
Say that again.
I said, I feel like you're one of the only individuals only really on there making sense when you're giving your comments, because JC, he be messing me all up.
Who, J.C. Chazé?
Yes.
Oh, man. I love all the judges and everybody else involved with the show, because I feel like all of us just come from a different perspective. Being from Brooklyn, New York, being from the city, you know, I feel like I got a whole nother perspective from the other two judges, for sure. Just being from a rugged area where, you know, there's professional dance, but there's also just the heart of New York, like the Bronx, where breakdancing all started out, so I kind of been able to just be around it all. So thank you if you know, if you like my influence on the show, and I just try to be the best I could be, you know?
All right. Well, we about to get back into the mix. Stick around, because Little Mama won't be going nowhere, because we got more questions and, of course, her tracks to come next. Keep it locked right here. It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK All-Star. Let's go.
You're now rocking with DJ All-Star, Mr. Get It Poppin', and Adri V, the go-getter, on 93.7 WBLK.
Little Mama, you back with me? Hello, Little Mama, are you there?
I'm here.
Just want to make sure you're with me. All right, Little Mama, we're going to get back into our wonderful interview. Now, you're coming back into the studio. What has motivated you to make your way back in?
Oh, man, music has really been a motivation to my life, period. Like, since I was younger, a lot of the things that I've been through, whether it was, like, you know, being in a trial, being in a car accident when I was a little kid, and just always loving music and just still having my legs and all of that stuff and being able to just still work properly, it motivated me to keep dancing. It motivated me to, you know, put my poetry to music and start rapping and just start doing all of this stuff. And, like, I just feel like it's always been a gift from God to be able to do music and to be able to communicate what's going on in my life through my music and for other people to relate to it. So I definitely had to get back to my root, although other opportunities had opened up for me in my life, like television and stuff. So
exactly.
Yeah, I think God was my motivation, and just a gift and just being blessed in that way.
I like that. I like that. Keeping God first, because I motivate off the ask, seek, and knock. Those who ask shall receive. Those who seek shall find. Those who knock, this door shall be open. So you've been knocking in many directions.
Absolutely.
And I just want to know, how did a collab with Snoop Dogg come about with the New York, New York, L.A., L.A.?
Well, Snoop definitely embraced me ever since I came out. Ever since I hit the scene, whenever I would see him, he'd give me a big hug and be like, "Your little mom, my kids love you. Just keep doing what you're doing, you know." And always let me know that I was in his household, heavy and strong on the music scene, that I was respected by himself, but more so by his children. And that's what made him love me as one of his children. And whenever I would talk to him about music, I never really talked to Snoop about doing a record with him. But when I brought it up, he said, "Girl, I've been waiting for that for a long time." And then, you know, when it was time to do it, it happened like that. Like, it wasn't just talk. He actually got in and did it as soon as possible. So
nice. That's what's up. I love Snoop. He like Uncle Snoop to everybody. All right, we're gonna get right into your song with New York, New York, L.A., L.A. featuring Uncle Snoop. So stick around, all right, y'all? And hit me up, 644-9393, and let me know how you like it. Little Mama, stand by. We're going to get right back. I'm feeling that right there. That's New York, New York, L.A., L.A., Little Mama. I like that. Of course, with Snoop Diggity Dog. Snoop Diggity Dog. I'm feeling that one right there. Little Mama, you still with us? Hello, Little Mama. I thought you left me, girl. I thought you left me. I'm feeling that song. I really love it. New York, New York, L.A., L.A. Now, will we be expecting an album from you anytime soon?
Well, I'm just working on my music right now, just touching bases back on my music and just giving my fans something to listen to. Possibly an album, but for sure, definitely just going to be putting that music out there for them and supplying the people with some good music. That's about it for now.
Okay, now what are some other collaborations that we could look for from you?
Well, just I'm in the works right now with different stuff, different music and different people, you know, whatever artists out there that's looking to work with me or open for working, you know, collaborating, I'm always open, you know, my door's always open.
That's what's up. I like that. Now, you know, switched up your style a little bit. I was checking out some of your pictures. What was your inspiration for that?
Well, you know, just growth and development as a person, as an artist, you know, getting into, like, you know, well, to be honest with you, growing up, girl, I have like a different every week. New York, messing with some New York hairstylists and all of that and going shopping, you'll end up with a different style every week. But, you know, I guess I just, you know, stuck to something that I could work with. You know, I'm a dancer. I'm not a big fan of long hair all the time and just being on my back and sweating. So I cut my hair shorter so that it could be convenient for me to swing and just be cute, but, you know, be able to sweat.
I like that. Okay. I like that. I like the new swag that you got going on. I like the look. Now, my other question that's been on my mind a little bit, like, why haven't you just really been going in, like, with the dancing regarding just doing your own little show, possibly? With you just dancing, like, you know how, what's her name, Lorianne?
I forgot.
Yeah. I could see you really doing something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's just all about taking it step by step. Like, one of my good friends, he choreographs and dances as well, like one of my real good friends. You know, we were talking about her show, and he was saying, you know, she had a show before that. And he was saying, I don't think it was so well or whatever. And I was just like, man, you know, it takes time. It's like for this to be her second show and for this to be a great show, that's the growth. And I think that we all have room to grow, you know. And, you know, as my career, you know, prevails and I move forward, I'll definitely open up lanes and do other things. And you never know what I'm going to do. So, you know, I just keep my head forward and give praises to God and just be thankful for all opportunities that I get and always strive for better and to be all that I could be, you know?
I like that right there. So we're going to make sure you be all that you can be. You're going to stay around with us for a little bit more seconds.
Oh, yeah, I love hanging out with you, girl.
I appreciate it, but we're going to get right back into the mix, and then we're going to chop it up some more. Well, Little Mama, don't you go nowhere, y'all.
And Adri V, the go-getter on 93.7 WBLK.
Yes, indeed. It's the People Station, 93.7 WBLK. And, of course, you're locked into the go-getter mix with me, Adri V, the go-getter. And on the phone lines, I got a wonderful guest who has called in and been chopping it up with us for a little minute. It's Little Mama. You still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I know you got a lot of business to do, a lot of things to handle, go and make it happen like a go-getter. So I just want to know a couple last quick questions. Exactly what is some advice that you could give some artists, local artists out here that was once in your shoes and that could definitely make it happen to the next level?
Definitely work hard. Just whatever that you do, you gotta work hard for it. You know, just like just stay to it. Like one of the artists that I really commend right now is like my dude out of Philly, Meek Mill. You know, he's been working real hard. Like this guy, he had about like 4 or 5 mixtapes out before he even was heard throughout the state, and he was just a big fella in Philly. Like everybody was respecting him. And I think that one of the things that he did was just stay down, no matter what he was doing, no matter what he was going through. He always made music. And, you know, he's one of our peers that's legendary. Like, he'll be respected. And, I think that you just, we all need to just stay down and stick to our craft.
Stay consistent, stay persistent, keep going at it. And of course, with you being a wonderful person that you are, being the voice of the young people, I'm a voice for the youth just as well. But I just want to know, what are some encouraging words that you can tell our youth to follow their dreams and make it happen just like you did, to go out and go get it?
I mean, no matter what, when people try to discourage me, when people try to strip me of my pride or what I believe in, it's like sort of like how my story is right now with the industry, where you see people like trying to take my head off or like just like coming at me, and they don't really have sympathy of when they talk to me or when they talk about me. You know, they can't, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, no matter what, and I keep God first. However, you know, if people out there that's going to come at you, whether that's in your own home, whether that's at your school, whether that's on the streets, whether that's wherever you go, your job, where you're working at, where people just try to take away from what you got going, you gotta push through that. And just keep your head up and just know that whatever it is that you're working for, you will be repaid for whatever you put in. And don't let anybody else force you to put negative energy into what you're doing, because that negativity gonna come back as well. So, you know, I just try to stay real positive and keep putting that positivity in, so that when I get it back, it'll be great and abundant. However, you know, it's not always about what you're gonna get back, it's about what you're doing at the time.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's a true go-getter speaking right there. Now, little mommy, you know, I'm gonna play your songs a little bit later, but I know you gotta go.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you for rocking with me and decided to go get a mix.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me. And you know, I gotta be a hustler girl. I gotta go out and get it. And all my hustler girls out there, you already know. Y'all know what to do. You just stay down and stick to your hustle. And I hope that this song could be an inspiration to you. And hopefully your theme song as it is mine.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, y'all, stick around. It's the People Station. Of course, you're inside the mix. The Go Get the Mix with me, Adri V, signing off for Little Mama on a Rolling with the Sweat 2 weekend. And you can check her out. Go to our website, WBOK.com, and you can follow her wherever she is, on Twitter, YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Definitely on Twitter is Little Mama. It's at Little Mama. And then on Facebook is Little Mama VYP. So follow me. I got a whole bunch of friends and family on Facebook. So come get down with the fam. We be on Ustream and everything, just going crazy. So come get down with the fam. It's Lil Mama VYP on Facebook, and on Twitter it's just Lil Mama, at Lil Mama.
I like it. I like it. And you know what? If she don't do my intro, y'all know what to do, right? Bug her on Twitter and bug her on Facebook. Thank you, little mama. Keep it locked right here. It's the People Station 93.7 WBLK.